Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Boy, lots of Bee Gees on the show today.
Yeah, more Bee Gees. That's too bad.
As we embark on Jive Talk, 869-1240. We'd love to hear your opinions and thoughts on the NCAA tournament so far, on Wichita State's run in the NIT, on the beginning of baseball season, on the bizarre story about Michael Avenatti. Have you been following that at all?
I don't know if I'm following it. I certainly have heard the news.
He announced this morning, late morning, I believe it was, that he was going to have a news conference tomorrow to talk about some damaging news about Nike and college basketball. Then, 40 minutes later, he's indicted and arrested on fraud charges.
Yeah, not good.
It's crazy. Is the world just crazy?
We kind of knew he was pretty shady anyway, but now we know for sure.
It's just all so confusing.
Yeah, he certainly enjoyed his moment of fame.
And he's gone up in flames. And now go away. Go away if you get convicted. But still, what about the news on Nike and college basketball? Was he just, I know he was trying to bilk Nike out of some money, and
quite a bit of money.
But does that mean that what he has isn't factual?
I don't know. Maybe not. I'm sure there is some element of truth to whatever he was going to say, but you can't do that. You can't say I need money or I'm going to say this, because that's illegal.
Well, of course it's illegal, but that doesn't dissuade from my larger point of, if you're a Nike person, if you're either a representative of Nike or you're a college basketball brand that employs or uses Nike, are you a little nervous still?
No, because it's over, it sounds like, unless someone else has that information. If he would have just come out and said whatever he had and not demanded money, we might be having a different conversation, but he screwed that up.
Craziness. The poll today, sponsored by Syndio HRO and KFH Radio. It's up. If you follow at KFH Radio on Twitter, you can get to our daily quickie polls. Today we asked, because I stopped on the way over at Panera and got some potato soup.
Really?
So the poll is, where do you get the best soup in Wichita? And the four choices are Tanya's, Panera, Cinnamon's Deli, and Jason's Deli. Where do you go for your soup?
Jason's usually, because it's 7 seconds away from my
house. Well, and I get that, and more power to you on that, but where's the best soup?
Probably Tanya's.
Have you ever been to Tanya's?
Once, and it was fantastic.
Really? You've been there? When did you go to Tanya's?
Oh, I had a little date over there.
I'm so proud of you.
Way back in the day.
Back when it was over by the Eagle, or when it...
Yeah.
But that far.
Well, it was like 2011. So that's where it was then, right?
Maybe.
Who'd
you date?
Nah, I'm not going to divulge that
information. You would have been 29 at the time?
28.
Who'd you date? Let's hear it.
Well, it was before I met my wife, so it's all good.
Barely.
Barely.
Like the day before.
Maybe a month.
Were you trying out?
Yeah, I was, actually.
Really? It was you think you've got enough game.
Oh,
to
the options in the summer of 2011 were extensive. Let's just put it that way.
I had my pick
of the litter.
You talk such a big game, and there's nothing to it.
I had my pick of the litter.
Well, that's not...
In 2011.
Wait a minute. Is everybody going to have a nickname, Max? Here's Yoder J. Max is just willing to give everybody a nickname. What do you have, Jay?
Hey, I was calling, and I'm quite sure, Bob, that you won't remember, but I'd asked you a couple weeks ago that if...
Oh, it's Yoder J.
Around, yeah.
Wait a minute. Now it's all coming back to me. Go ahead with your question.
but a couple weeks
ago, Jay from Yoder Meats.
if Bruce Weber would be in trouble if K-State lost in the first or second round. And I did pick UC Irvine because, one, their star player was hurt, and two, I didn't think K-State had it in them. I am going with Houston going to the Final Four. You're Houston, but I do not have them completing what they need to do.
Boy, Houston, that whole bracket, that whole Midwest, somebody's going to have to beat two really good teams to get to the Final Four.
Well, that's how it is in all the brackets.
Well, yeah, but I think North Carolina showed a lot of people that they're not playing around. But honestly, with them, I have them and Duke in my championship game. I have Duke winning by five. I just don't see where.
I hope you're wrong. You should have been knocked out of this thing yesterday, Jay.
Hey, Jay, can I put you on the spot real quick, off topic?
Yes, sir.
What do we have to do to get you to sponsor our program?
Honestly, what I would do is call out to the main Yoder branch, because the owner, Chad, is a very, very reasonable man. I know that he does do some sponsorships.
This is the most terrible radio ever.
No, it's not.
And Jeff, shame on you.
Well, yeah, I didn't say
call
it was.
Call Jay off the grid. I mean, he put you up to that, Jay.
Oh, no, not at all, because I honestly was going to bring it up with him because we do accept EBT, food stamps. The home office in Kansas gives out a lot of flyers on our product. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
We definitely enjoyed it.
Fantastic. Had those steaks last week, in fact.
Jay, we hope something can be worked out, but let's not talk about it anymore on the show, okay?
That's fine.
We'll get with you.
Okay, that's fine. But I would like to, I don't know who you guys have winning the tournament. Like I said, I do have Duke, but if you guys have someone else winning the tournament, I will bet a stake with each one of you.
Well, I'll have to see. Thank you, Jay.
I'd have to think about that, too, because I have Duke in the title game.
I have winning. I filled out a bracket. Where'd it go?
I've got North Carolina beating Duke.
Where'd my bracket go?
Probably at Tournament Challenge.
Well, that's
just like
what I
everybody
want.
Else's. Mine's so, not looking so great.
How many do you have?
How many what do I have?
I've only got 410 points.
I've got like 400, so it's whatever.
Terrible. Terrible. I've got Duke, Michigan State, Virginia,
Actually,
and Tennessee.
I've got 470.
And I've got Duke winning it. No, I've got Michigan State winning it. So I guess I'll bet a stake.
470?
Tommy, do you have the goods to win it all, Michigan State? You really think so? Okay, Michigan State's got to beat LSU and Duke. That's doable. Maybe.
No, it's not.
Duke can be beaten. Here's the thing about Duke.
By who?
It's all a bunch of freshmen. They're really good.
Yeah, but they're
and
freshmen.
And if they stayed together for another year or two, they'd be one of the greatest teams in the history of college basketball. But they're susceptible.
They're not that susceptible. They're
susceptible to a team like Michigan State.
They have two guys averaging more than 20 points a game.
Which is a veteran team and one that's been through this before. I like Michigan State to beat Duke.
It's not going to happen.
Now,
Michigan State doesn't win games.
I still
like
have Duke alive. I have Michigan State alive. I have Virginia alive. And I have Tennessee alive. Those are my final four teams. And all of them are still beaten.
Right, everybody's Final Four besides mine is still alive because it's all 1, 2, 3, and 4
Who'd
seed.
You pick for your Final
Nevada.
Four? Nevada. What a terrible pick.
No, if they had beaten
Did you
Florida.
Watch them?
They yeah, they were terrible. They were bad. But to your point on Duke, I forgot what I was going
to
say.
Well, my point, I don't need you to verify my point.
This is why Duke wins national championships and Michigan State doesn't.
Michigan State's won how many, Tom?
One under Tom Izzo, and it was 20 years ago. Sorry. And Duke wins them. Michigan State doesn't.
You sound like such an authority.
I am
and
an authority.
Here's the thing about you. I follow you on Twitter. You couldn't sound more ill-informed. I don't come in and say anything.
I tweeted way too much.
I just let the others get on you.
What did I say?
Just a flood of tweets.
Give me an example.
I don't get it.
Give me
Why
an example.
Why do you do that so much?
Do what? Tweet?
Tweet.
Because I
want
to.
All the time.
I don't tweet all the time.
They're just one after the other. They look, and then none of them make you look good.
I'm not trying to look good.
But why? I do want to know this. I am curious. Once in a while, I'll tweet when I think I have something kind of funny to say. It may or may not be, but it's only in the effort of humor. Never anything that I think, oh, I got to get this out
Twitter
there.
Twitter has been the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
I think I'm the one. You are the, I think I've got a great point here.
No, Twitter just annoys me. And I'm annoyed when I'm on. Because there are just so many people
but
that
you're always
annoy
on
me.
It.
I don't tweet that much.
When I'm around you, you are always looking at Twitter. Always. So tell me why.
Why not?
But you just said it's annoying.
Yeah, I hate it.
So why are you, but are you addicted to it?
Probably.
Isn't there something you need to do about that?
Not really. It's not affecting my life, I don't think.
It is. You tweet all the time.
No, I don't. That's a ridiculous thing to say.
How many tweets have you put out there in your life? Look them up.
Fewer than you. 29,000.
That's more than me.
Oh, well, let's find
and
out.
And I used to have a job where I had to tweet.
You have 26,000.
Yeah, but I had a job for 10 years that I had to tweet.
I tweeted from my job.
You did?
Yeah. I covered sports. You realize that, right?
You did?
And I was at a lot
when?
More, and I was at a lot more games than you were.
Oh, now that.
I was.
That is hilarious.
I was.
Do you think you've covered more games in your life than
no,
I have?
No, but over the last 15 years, I probably have.
Really?
Yeah.
You know how many games I attended? Three a week.
Yeah, but so did I. I covered Friends Hoops. I covered the Thunder. I covered the Wing Nuts. I covered Newman Shocker baseball. I covered everything.
I covered minor league baseball for 5 seasons.
Right, but I'm talking about in the last 15 years, I guarantee
hundreds of
you,
thousands of games. Here's Jim 35. Jim?
Yeah, this is a question mark that is only from the North Pole to the South Pole as far as being a possibility of being true.
What?
Jim, let me ask you a question. Since I'm asking Jeff for transparency, when you talk and when you just said what you said, did you understand it?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead then.
Yeah, I can't give you that many standard deviations. Could have been Lynn and Greg Marshall put this route to the to New York rather than the NCAA, possibly, to win the 500th game in Furman in South Carolina, his home state.
Thanks, Jim.
What was the question?
I have no – listen, my wife likes Jim a lot. I
really?
Like Jim. Wait, you don't?
It's not that I don't like Jim, but I've never thought about Jim outside of this show. No offense to Jim.
Wait a minute. You never think about Jim?
No.
What
I don't.
What caller do you think about? See, this is a kind
Earl,
of cold.
Earl's in my head.
This is
and
cold,
Earl knows it.
Earl owns you.
I don't know if he owns
you. No, he owns you. And that's a shame.
I don't think that's the truth.
That's a real shame. But Jim, right there, is Jim. That's vintage Jim.
I have no clue
what he meant.
I don't even know.
Do you even
listen
to Jim anymore?
Not really.
Really? So now you're actually saying on the air that you don't listen to our callers.
I know. It's not going to make sense to me anyway. So
Tom, did you decipher anything from that? Tom did.
I heard the word South Carolina.
Here's Zach. I think his point was, how fitting was it to win his 500th game in his home state?
Oh, of course.
Which he could have said that in nine words.
And 501.
Zach, hello.
Oh, I'd like to translate Jim 35's phone call. He said, how fitting is it that he won the two games in his 500th game in his home state and that the NCAA...
That's what I just said. No, go ahead, Zach.
I just wanted to call in and explain Jim's call, but also say that Jeff needs to get off Twitter because it almost ruined our friendship. So I am all on board with the Jeff get off Twitter bandwagon.
Well, I've got to ask for more details.
No, we don't need to rehash this. Zach.
Was
We're
this something
good.
That happened a while back?
A couple years ago.
I'll make it simple. It was two baseball seasons ago. Yankees were playing the Indians, And I tweeted harmlessly on a Sunday afternoon about the Yankees performing well in that series. And it just led to a slight disagreement for 2 days, which included a possible breakup of the friendship.
Wow.
Well, we got over it. We got through
well,
it.
Well, that's a shame. I think people who use Twitter have to be aware. I really do. I think any social media is more dangerous, really, almost than it's worth.
Well, I think the other side of that is that people, and I'm not specifically talking about Jeff, but people take themselves too seriously on Twitter when all it is just banter. It's just
listen,
the same thing that happens on this radio show. People call in, you disagree about certain things, you hang up the phone, and then you go back to calling each other two or three days later.
Let me tell you something, Zach. If they did a public service ad about people who take themselves too seriously on Twitter, Jeff would be the poster
child. Oh, please.
Child.
I'm not even going to entertain that.
Hi, I'm JLoose82, and I take myself way too seriously on Twitter.
Thank you, Zach.
Not even going to entertain that thought.
It's somewhat true.
I don't think so.
You are Mr. Serious on Twitter. There's not a lot of Jeff Lutz
humor.
There are
so many people who...
And what I would appeal to you is you're a somewhat funny sort of guy. Go that route on Twitter.
I am funny
on
Twitter.
Don't be offended.
I'm not offended.
Don't call out people.
Who do I call out?
Oh, my gosh. I could go back through your 26,000 tweets and find at least 20,000 that are calling people out.
Besides Brad Nessler, who is awful.
Brad Nessler's fantastic.
He's been horrible in this tournament.
I enjoy listening to
Brad Nessler.
Have
you listened to him? Did you listen to him the Ohio State-Houston game yesterday? Yeah, pass over to Martin.
Oh, see, now everybody.
That's what he does.
This is you again.
Three.
This is all you have.
And it's 61-59.
All that Huggins and Nessler thing is just a slight.
Brad Nessler.
Wait, let me talk. It's a slight dial down of you.
Brad,
that's all it is.
Well, then
here's
good.
You.
Then I can identify
it,
can't I?
I'm going to do this. This is you. Folks, we have a nice game today. It should be fun to watch. Here's you doing Huggins. Folks, we have a nice game today. It should be fun. Octave lower.
Brad Nessler is just Bob Huggins doing a broadcasting voice. The three up and good, and it's 58-57 with 3 seconds to go. That's Brad
Nessler's been good his
he
entire
has no
career.
No emotion. Well, it's left him.
What emotions is he supposed to have?
Just enjoy the game.
He does enjoy
Make
the game.
Make me feel like it's not Tennessee Chattanooga against
I
Tennessee
think Brad
Martin
Nessler's
one in
of
November.
Those, one of the top play-by-play guys out there.
I do too, but he's been horrible in this tournament.
He's been Brad Nessler. That's who he's been.
Is Brad Nessler a flat-line guy?
Yes.
Well, then I don't care for him. He's not good. I take that back. I withdraw
who
my
praise. Who do you want to hear?
Kevin Harlan does a good job.
Wait a minute. You've ripped him before.
No, I haven't.
Oh, my
I've
God.
I've ripped everybody at
exactly.
one time or the other.
I've told keep, you how much I like Kevin Harlan, and your reaction to that was he's awful.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I don't say he's awful. I say Brad Nessler's awful.
I think they're all good. Who's the kid that does the Milwaukee Brewers games and crosses over and does NCAA tournament?
I don't know, but Bob Uecker.
Anderson. Brian Anderson.
Okay, yeah, he's all right.
He's really good. These people are all good.
Tom Hamilton on the Cleveland Indians radio network.
He doesn't do any NCAA games. They wouldn't invite him to do anything like that.
They should.
He's 1,000 years old.
They should invite him. He's on the Big Ten network. He knows his stuff. He was, anyway.
I think Brad Nessler's good. Jim Nance, listen, he is what he is. He'll go down as what? One of the blank best.
I don't know. I don't. It's hard for me to.
Well, he's the lead guy on football, college basketball, and golf.
Yeah, so.
I mean,
he's as accomplished as anyone who's ever done it.
Those guys don't grow on trees. Joe Buck's Fox's lead guy on football and baseball and golf.
Right.
So they're the equivalent. Nance does it for CBS, Buck for Fox. Who's better?
Joe Buck, probably.
Most people won't agree with you on
really?
That. Really?
Because
around these parts, they don't like Joe Buck.
Yeah, because 5 years ago, he said something about Madison Bumgarner. Time to get over that, folks.
Around my life, I love Joe Buck. Okay?
Fine.
Met his father once.
Yeah, did I put tell that,
you
that out.
Did I tell you that story? My meeting with Jack Buck. I'm not sure if I've told that story on this show, but I'm going to tell it after our interview with Merrill Teller.
I'm excited.
So get your family.
Jack Buck.
Yes. My favorite of all time.
Well, of course.
Back in a minute, Merrill Teller, the retiring meteorologist from KWCH Channel 12, is our guest next. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.